This is Jim Taylor at WRMJ Radio in Toledo, and he's Brian Roush at WCCI Radio in Savannah. This is Jim and Brian talking high school sports on the radio, and Brian gets the opportunity to cover the Northwest Upstate Illini Conference. Quit bragging about that league. It's not very good in football. Only 13 state titles since, I think, 2002, I counted back, with Lee Wynn's win yesterday over Tuscola, 21-20. 13 state titles since 2002. You guys need a multiplier up there, man.
I tell you what, it's amazing, and it's not just the same programs. There's a handful of teams that have won multiple championships. That's probably the coolest part, to look down the list and see the Galenas and the Dakotas and the Lee Wynn's and some of the teams, Forest, and, you know, it's just amazing how many different teams have won. And in 1A, it's really a disappointing year up here when a local team out of the NUIC doesn't make it to the championship game, and that happened, I believe, last year or a couple of years ago. I guess Forest had won last year, but yeah, we always feel it's kind of a failure when that happens, and you say, huh, I wonder what went wrong.
Well, and you're even a couple years removed from winning a you know, 2A state title in EPC, so you know, those programs have had success at the 2A level as well, and I know even they've knocked out a few of our teams in Dakota, won one of their state titles, beating Aledo in a state championship game as well. Why is that going down up there, where the success just like that since 2002? Again, we're talking about 13 state titles for that conference since 2002. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think a lot of it is the competition that you face on a regular basis. I think that's something that toughens these teams up, and you know that if you're slacking off in the summer or at practice, that somebody down the road is really working hard. And I think that the Forest Inns and the Lee Wynn's of the world have, you know, gotten into the, you know, weight rooms and cross training and all that stuff. And you have to work hard just to keep up with your neighbor. And then once you are able to get out of this area, a lot of times it's a little bit easier road. Although Tuscola was a very fine opponent for Lee Wynn, and that was one heck of a football game.
Well, I know I talk to a lot of coaches that beg and plead and say, let's go to a 1 through 32 bracket for these small school classes. And if you think they would go to 1 through 32, Brian, what do you think could happen? There'd probably be, when we talk about, you know, those 13 state titles that the Northwest Upstate Illini Conference is one, if those were 1 through 32 brackets, maybe the you not only would have the state title, but the state runner-up as well in those years.
Right, and I think this year would have been a good example of that, taking nothing away from Tuscola, but the Forest and Cardinals were likely 1A if Lee Wynn's won, you know, and that was a game that just went down to the wire, the second meeting between those two, and we were saying when the playoff pairings came out, they may be staging a championship game in DeKalb, but obviously the true champion might be crowned on that field when Lee Wynn and Forreston met, and that was just a knock-em-down, drag-em-out fight at 12-8 with Lee Wynn surviving. And you wonder if maybe there wasn't a little bit of a lingering, you know, hangover from that game heading into the game against Tuscola, but they were able to persevere and come out with a victory.
Yeah, and I just want to say that, man, the atmosphere yesterday at Northern Illinois University at Husky Stadium was noticeable in that 1A game. I tell you, Lena Winslow brought a lot of people, and I saw a lot of those Northwest Upstate Illinois Conference, you know, letter jackets with a lot of the different conference schools represented watching
Jim,
that game.
Jim, I didn't mean to interrupt, but I just wanted to say at West Carroll, they're pretty excited about what transpired yesterday because their season opening loss was to Lee Wynn, and their season ending loss was to Gibson City, Melvin Sibley. And I heard on the broadcast yesterday that Coach Mike Allen of Gibson City said one of the toughest games they played was against the West Carroll Thunder here in Savannah, a game that was 9-6 at the end of three, and the Falcons pulled away for a 24-6 win.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up. That is amazing. That tells you what's going on up in that conference. All right, Brian Roush, in 2018, who's going to win a state title in 1A?
Wow, that's one heck of a question.
So I know it's tough for you to answer because of all the Northwest Upstate Illini conferences as schools. I'll go with the NUIC school to win the state title in 2018. It's probably a safe bet with what's been going on there the past couple of years.
Yeah, I would think so, and I would maybe say someone like Stockton is due. I mean, that just seems to be one of the names that pops up. But there's so many potential teams. There's so many potential teams that could make it that far. It's really hard to pick out a favorite this early.
All right, well, man, 13 state titles since 2002 for the Northwest Upstate Illini Conference. He's Brian Roush at WCCA Radio in Savannah. And I'm Jim Taylor at WRMJ Radio in Aledo. This is Jim and Brian talking high school sports on the radio.